Then he realized that his test was yet to come. He was tired. So tired that he almost missed the blur at the corner of his vision. A lightsaber had been activated, and someone hurled at him from a tree branch above. It was another one of Suara's sudden attacks. She had enlisted another Padawan to surprise him. Anakin forgot his fatigue and jumped back just in time. To his dismay, he saw that his attacker was Ferris Olin. If only it had been anyone else! Anakin didn't like to see Ferris under the best of circumstances. He certainly didn't want to fight him when he was tired and hungry. Suara appeared on top of the waterfall where she could watch. He knew he had no choice. As Ferris came at him with a somersaulting reversal, Anakin kicked into fight mode. She had sent the best Padawan fighter in the temple against him. She wanted to see what he would do. He would win. What Suara could not know was that this time, friendship would not gentle him. Not with Ferris. Ferris was starting out slowly. He would fight smart. He would save his energy and pace himself. Anakin decided to surprise him. He launched an assault so fierce that he saw Ferris's eyes flare with astonishment. Ferris retreated fast, needing to collect himself. Anakin came after him, swinging his training lightsaber without pause. He almost touched him, but Ferris twisted away just in time, turning the movement into a twisting leap. Ferris jumped, spun, and leaped, keeping Anakin off guard. Now he was driving the battle. Anakin did not know how Ferris had regained the upper hand, but he wasn't happy about it. Anakin feinted to his left and then leaped straight ahead. To his dismay, Ferris dropped to the floor and rolled underneath Anakin, then sprang up in one smooth movement. He was behind him now. Anakin had only a split second before he felt the touch of the lightsaber on his shoulder. It only just missed his neck. When he twisted away, he saw the gleam of triumph in Ferris's eyes. Fury roared through him. Ferris wanted to humiliate him in front of Suara. He did something Ferris would never expect him to do. He copied Ferris's move, dropping to his knees and rolling underneath him as he made his next leap. He flipped up onto his feet and then charged the rock wall. The Force entered him. He felt it. He saw the rock wall as a shifting shape, ready to receive him. He sprang off the wall and straight over Ferris's head. It seemed the easiest thing in the galaxy to simply lean down and touch the side of Ferris's neck with his lightsaber. He landed and looked up. Suara had seen everything. He had never fought so well. She called down from the cliff. "Thank you, Ferris. Stay there, Anakin." "Good fight," Ferris said, sticking the training lightsaber in his belt. "Except for one thing." "What one thing?" Anakin asked, irritated. He wiped the sweat off his forehead with his sleeve. Ferris only smiled. Then he walked off. Anakin jammed the lightsaber hilt into his belt. No one could get to him like Ferris could. Suara walked toward him. "That was your last lesson," she said. Anakin was surprised and pleased. She must have seen how seamlessly he had connected with the Force. "Before this, I had been impressed with your gifts," Suara said. "I had thought you had the potential to be one of the great Jedi fighters of all time. I thought I could teach you. Now I have grave doubts about you, Anakin." Anakin couldn't believe what he was hearing. "What did I do wrong?" "That question is the problem," Suara said, shaking her head. "That is what is wrong. You don't know what you did. Didn't you feel your anger, Anakin? Didn't you realize it was fueling the battle?"
"Obi-Wan told you that Ferris and I do not get along," Anakin said sullenly.
"Obi-Wan didn't need to tell me," Suara snapped. "I saw it. Not from Ferris. From you."
"He wanted to win," Anakin said. "I saw triumph in his eyes when he surprised me."
"And it made you angry," Suara sighed. "Ferris did not fight from his emotion, Anakin. If you saw triumph in his eyes, he absorbed it and went on. That is the lesson you must learn. You will feel the emotion. You must let it go."
To his surprise, she suddenly strode forward and grabbed him by the shoulders. "You must do this, Anakin. You must learn this lesson. It is the most important one of all." Sawara left, heading for the turbo lift. Anakin walked over to the lake. He would not let this bother him, he told himself fiercely. He had made a mistake. Sawara should have understood that. He was a Padawan, not a Jedi. Of course he would make mistakes. It wasn't fair. She said she had her doubts that he would make a great Jedi. Yet, she had seen the potential for it. He would surprise her. He would surprise them all. He rose and headed away from the lake. He would start by surprising Obi-Wan. Thanks to Tick Verdon, he would locate Granta Omega. Upon his return to Coruscant, Obi-Wan didn't stop at the temple, but went right to the Senate. He paused inside the massive Grand Hall and accessed the directional system. He entered Sano Soro's name, and a map instantly appeared, highlighting the quickest route to his office. He memorized the route and took off. Ever since he'd come here as a Jedi student, he had seen a Senate bustling with beings from all over the galaxy. But lately the halls had seemed even more crowded. The senator's staffs were bloated with consorts, advisors, clerks, secretaries, assistants, and droids. Committees and subcommittees were tied up in hearings that stretched on for months and sometimes years. Obi-Wan had always found senators to admire for their dedication, but it was getting harder. The Senate continued to legislate, but it took more and more effort and time to get the smallest things done. Coalitions were formed, favors traded, credits amassed. Betrayals caused grudges that resulted in deep rifts that lasted for years. It was a different place than he had known. Yet he continued to serve it. He did not think it was possible to have peace in the galaxy without it. What kind of senator was Sano Soro? He did not want to make judgments before meeting him again. He had not seen him in 10 years. Beings change with time. He had known an ambitious lawyer who had attacked the Jedi and mocked the Force. Perhaps Soro had found peace in a life of service. Obi-Wan would not expect trouble. He would hope for the best. Still, he was uncomfortably aware of how deeply Sano Soro had unnerved him as a young Padawan. The man's reserve had been icy. He did not seem to be able to speak without a sneer. Obi-Wan had felt that whatever he said to the prosecutor was wrong or foolish. He was a Jedi Knight now, and not easily intimidated. It would be interesting to see what the encounter would be like if Sano Soro had not changed.